Let's see, Paragrishan, Paragrishan. And then in the next week we'll discuss whether we're going to go back to him, but let's see, Paragrishan. Amar Machabe, Begadu Yichud Elohim B'Leif Shalem Hu. Begadu in the sense of the definition. The same way if you have Gadu Mizeh, Megadu Mizeh, if you have a fence around something, so it circumscribes an area, right? It defines an area. So my backyard is defined, is circumscribed by the fence that's around the backyard. So begedu yichud elokim b'leiv shalem hu, shu halev, like the Rambam, meaning not so much the heart as the mind, the haloshon, and the tongue, shavim b'yichud habari yizbarach. That it's not simply a formula that a person mouths, but it's something that he fully understands and has intellectual conviction in what he's saying. Shiyu halev haloshon shovim b'yichud habor yizbarach, achar asher yovin b'darkei harayos beiro mitziuso va'amitas achdusa midarach ha'iyun. So the Chovetz Chovos is of the opinion that in order to fully be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, it's necessary, again, on the highest level, that a person should understand, should know the proofs, the logical proofs to Yichud Hashem. Right? That's what he says, right? That the Yichud Elokim B'Lev Shalem is only Achar Asher Yovin B'Darkei Harayos Be'er Mitziusa V'Amitas Achdusa Midarach Ha'iyun. And then he concludes the parak on the same note. Al ken amati begedu hayichud hashalem, shehu hashvas halev v'haloshon beyichud habori, acha sheyed elohavi rayo alav, v'ladas ofnei amitas achdusa midarach ha'iyun. Okay, so that we need to understand. Why can't we just be told what the conclusion of a proof is and believe and know that without knowing how to work through the proof, right? That's what needs to be understood. But before we get there, again, using medaber in the sense of domem, tzomech, chai, medaber, the representing people, not people who are schmoozing, but you know, people who are people as opposed to animals who have abstract intelligence, which hopefully is sometimes reflected in their speech. Okay. Neisha Yichud Elokim is chalik b'medabim kifi his chalkos hakarosam v'havanosam. What Yichud Hashem represents depends upon what it represents objectively is absolute. There's nothing relative to it. But what it represents when people say it, that depends upon their degree of understanding. Mayhem. One group is Misha Miyachad Asol Shalom Bavad. The whole thing is Ben Asafa Velachutz. They parrot a formulation. V'hu sheyishma b'nei Adam omim dova, v'hu nimsha achachami b'li da'asin in mashu omim. They parrot words. You know, when one reads the Chovetz Chovos' description, So it seems ludicrous. It seems comical. I guess, sufficiently so that we think it's not real. But I say it happens not just in this context. It happens, I don't know. It happens. But let's say in learning, that there's a certain vocabulary, let's say that Reb Chaim developed. And what the words represent is they sort of express and summarize a train of thought. It's not clear that all the time, those terms and that vocabulary is used, that we understand the words we're using. And there's no words. The same thing can be true when one of the questions Friday night was about learning Sifrei Chassidus. There too, it's prone to happening when you learn something. It doesn't have to happen, but it can happen and does happen sometimes. That when you're learning something which is steeped in Kabbalah and one doesn't have the background to understand it, so one is throwing around the terms without really understanding what the terms mean. Again, what the Chovos HaLevavos describes, when you just look at the description, it seems very comical. But then when we look in the mirror, it's not just a flight of imagination, is it? The Rambam writes in the Mishnah in Avos, Hakol Tzofei V'Roshos Nesuna. So the Rambam writes, Zeh HaMayim Hakol HaDvarim Gedolim Ma'od. V'Ro'oi Hoya Zeh HaMayim Hashiyehei L'Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Tana of this Mishnah, and it's appropriate. It has to be that way. Only Rabbi Akiva could say it. It needed to be Rabbi Akiva who was Matayel the Paradise, Nichnas B'Shalom, Yatzah B'Shalom. Only Rabbi Akiva could have said it. Okay, what does that called Tzofei V'Roshos Nesuna mean? V'zeo Perusha B'Ktzara V'al Tznai Sheteda Kol Ma Shekodnim B'Pakim HaKodnim Omar Kol Ma Sheba'olam Yadua Etzlo Yizbarach V'Hu Masig Oso V'Hu Omar HaKol Tzofei. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows everything, including the future, right? The Tzofa, the scout, is the one who's looking to see whether or not there's an army approaching, in terms of whether or not there's an attack which is going to happen in the future. So HaKol Tzofei means it's foreseen. V'hu Amru HaKol Tzofei. V'achakach Amru Lo Tachshav Shebiyoso Yodea HaMaisim Yischayev ha-hechreach, kloma shiya odom muchvach b'masov al maisim en ha-masim. So maybe yediyas Hashem precludes b'chira? No, ain't it in yankain. Aval ha-rishus, rishus here doesn't mean permission, It means the way the Rambam uses Rishus in the same context in Mishneh Torah. It means the capacity, like Al Tizvada Lo Rishus, governmental authority. It means the capacity. Aval HaRishus B'yada Odom B'masha Yaseh V'hu Amro HaRishus Nesuna Ritzona Lomar Kol Odom Rishus Nesuna Lo K'moshe B'an V'Parak HaShemini. Okay, so why did I need Rabbi Akiva? There's Yediyas Hashem, but there's still Bechira. I just said it. Why does that need Rabbi Akiva? I'm saying, no, this Mishnah needs Rabbi Akiva. So the answer is that to say it without A, understanding it, B, being able to explain it, doesn't mean anything, because it's just words. It's just words. If I'm saying it, but in my mind, I don't begin to understand it, and I think it is a contradiction, so what's taking that I said it, you know? So when Rabbi Akiva said it, it meant that he understood it and was explaining it to us. And that's what the Rambam, again, in Shmoneh Pachim and in the Yad, he does. He does explain and says that the reason we think that knowledge of the future and Bechira are mutually exclusive is because we're operating with the model of human knowledge. How does a person know something? A person knows what is, right? How do I know that it's daylight? Because I can look outside and I see that it is. So a person can know what is, right? A person can know that 2 + 2 = 4 because 2 + 2 = 4. Person knows what is, right? That's what it means. Again, either it's what is in terms of empirically, it's daytime now, or what is in terms of a logical truth. A person knows what is, which would mean that on the human model of knowledge, if a person would know the future would have to be predetermined. It would have to be is, right? The future would have to be is. Because again, what a person knows, I either know empirically, because it already happened, or it's right in front of my eyes, or I know a logical truth that 2 + 2 = 4, but I can't know with absoluteness what will be because it isn't yet. And if you were to tell me that I did know with absolute certainty what would be, so that would mean that it is because it's predetermined. So the Rambam says that's the fallacy because we don't understand how Hashem's Yediyah works. And the fallacy of asking the question is that the question is based on this fallacious assumption that Hashem's Yediyah functions the way our Yediyah functions. Now our Yediyah, again, is we know what's external to us. Right? We know what's external to us. The only way a person knows what's external to him is because it is. Again, either it is logically, 2 + 2, don't have to be 2 oranges and 2 oranges in front of him, right? A person knows what is logically, or a person knows what is or what has been empirically, factually. And therefore, a person can't know the future unless the future is predetermined. Masha'en came with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hu v'dayto echad. So the Rambam says, again, you can't fully understand this idea, but what you can understand is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same way his existence is unique and sui generis, so too the way he knows is totally unique and has nothing in common with the way we know. So you can't ask how is it compatible with Bechira? You don't even have a question if you can't understand how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah functions. Well, that's what the Rambam explains. Meaning that, so that's what the Rambam is saying, just to say something, but if in your mind it is a contradiction, so saying, no, it's not a contradiction. No, belief is linked to understanding. It's not just an oral affirmation, an oral declaration. It's an affirmation of what one to believe means to understand. You can't believe if you think one thing, you can't believe to the contrary. So it's linked to understanding. That's what anyone can say. Kol tzav v'shus nesuna. Yeah, but to really say it, you know, piv v'libo shavim. You know that's for Rabbi Akiva. Okay, so the first is people who simply parrot a formulation. They don't really know what the formulation means. Umehem yishe meyachadeh b'libo ulshano yavin inyan mashu omer midracha kabbalah shekibel me'avosav. No, he knows the types of the words Hashem lekan Hashem echad. He's not a parrot. He understands the type of the words Hashem lekan Hashem echad in terms of, you know, translation. However, any of their amitas mashu ma'amin meher inyan hahu. But obviously, it's one thing to be able to translate Hashem l'ken Hashem echad, and it's another thing to have a grasp of what the concept of echad is. Umehem mishem yachader achar sheyovin midarach harayas amitas inyan, ach yachshevel b'machshavto kishor ha'achadim hanimtsaim. And even if someone has somewhat of a grasp, but if he doesn't really have a correct grasp, so he can think Hashem Echad, but if he equates the Echad of Hashem Echad with the way we use Echad in other contexts, he could think Hashem is physical. Right, nothing physical is echad. Right, we're composed of we're one. Yeah, we're one, and we're composed of billions, trillions. How many cells? A lot. Yeah. Okay, so with that, not echad in some absolute sense.
37 trillion.
37 trillion. Okay. Give or take.
30 to 37 trillion. What a highball.
Umehem, and here's the full inyan. Misha miyachadeu b'liba olishana achas sheyavin inyan ha'echad ha'emes v'ha'echad ha'over.
So again, he's
repeating the Yavi Rayos. So maybe to try to understand a little bit, so Moshe Lamad Avadoma. Let's say again, we asked, what's the difference between just being told the result of the proof, being told the theorem, or knowing the proof of the theorem? So let's say, let's say you're told that if you have two parallel lines, and then you have a line that bisects those two lines, that of those angles, which are going to be congruent, which are going to be equal to each other. So you can be told that, and then you'll know if you have a diagram, A, B, you know, and the test question is, you know, which of those, write down the pairs of congruent angles. You'll write A and D, whatever, and you'll write it. So that is a yediya. But is it the same yediya as understanding why that is and why that has to be? Do you have the same grasp on it? You hear the Moshe Rabbeinu? You don't have the same grasp. In one case, when you know it is that way, no one is, we're not machin avek that, not at all, chas v'shalom. But it's not the same as understanding why it has to be that way. It's not the same grasp, right? It's not the same level of understanding when, oh, okay, so it's always going to be that way. Okay, good, okay, I hear, got it. Well, no, I understand, because, you know, it's hitting the two at the same angle, because v'chulu, it's eino dome, the understanding, when a person understands why it has to be that way, as opposed to when he's just told what the bottom line of the proof says without understanding the steps. That's where the Chovos HaLevavos is coming from. Again, whether that means that we should continue, something that we'll talk about that next time.